Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of December 12th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And I'm posting the podcast a little early today because my mom is here visiting and we're going on an adventure to the Bozeman Hot Springs. So that should be fun. So today is 12-12, and 12 is a meaningful number in many cultures and it carries an importance in our brain. There are 12 zodiac houses. Christians identify 12 disciples of Jesus. There are 12 gods of Olympus. There are 12 full moons in a year most of the time, and it's how we keep track of time in the Western calendar with 12 months and 12 hours of morning and night. So 12 holds an energy. It represents confidence and creativity and hope and peace. So this is a sign that the realization of your dreams is close and within your control. And it's an important reminder that our lives are in our control. We often forget that, especially around the holidays when we can get caught up in the holiday frenzy. So let's take a minute to remember how important what we think and what we tell ourselves is. There were two movies I've watched lately that have reminded me of this. So one of them is King Richard, which is the story of Venus and Serena Williams and their father. If you're going to watch it, be sure to get some Kleenexes because I think I cried through the whole 2 hours. Happy tears, happy, inspiring, feel good, life is great tears. But their father held the belief for years that his girls would be the best tennis players. And we all know how that turned out. So the other one is 14 Peaks, which is a documentary on Netflix about a mountain climber that climbs the 12 highest peaks in 12 months. In 7 months. It's absolutely incredible. It's almost like you cannot believe that he did it. So both of these movies show the importance of mindset. It's super easy in our society to adopt other people's beliefs because we're human. So when I moved to Bozeman, my intention was to leave immediately after the movers came and drive straight through the night. And it's about a 12-hour drive. So when I told people my plan, all I heard was, you're going to be so tired. Renee, you usually go to bed at 9 o'clock. You're going to be so tired. Don't do that. Don't fall asleep and get in an accident. Now, the people telling me this cared about me and they just wanted me to be careful. But when a bunch of people, especially people that are close to you, tell you something, you start to adopt that thinking. So I left, you know, to drive at about 10 at night. And then about an hour into my drive, when I'd had time to think about it for a little bit, it hit me. Like, what am I doing? I talk about the importance of our thoughts for a living. And I am accepting the belief that I'm going to get tired and crash. Like, what the fuck? So I changed my mindset. I changed it to, I'm not going to be tired. I'm going to enjoy this entire drive into my new life, and I'm going to be safe. So my thoughts are stronger than others' fears. My thoughts are stronger than other people's fears. So I didn't get tired. I had a lovely drive. There was no traffic. I had time to really envision my new life and think about leaving my last life. I did get about 6 in the morning. I got a little sleepy and I stopped for some coffee. But, you know, no big deal. So be really mindful of the thoughts you think. Are you saying to yourself, I can't lose weight. It's hard to lose weight. It's hard to make money. I'll never have enough. One, you can even see me saying these things, how my vibe is going down. But just imagine if you're saying those things to yourself over and over and over. Your life is determined by the thoughts you think, regardless of your circumstances. Your life is determined by the thoughts you think. And 12-12 reminds us of that. So this week on Saturday the 18th, there is a full moon in Gemini. Now this full moon is really lucky because of a harmonious aspect to Jupiter. So the spiritual meaning of this full moon is taking advantage of opportunities to grow materially and spiritually. So this full moon is trine to Jupiter, and that brings optimism and good luck and prosperity and happiness. And we're going to have opportunities for material and spiritual growth, which make us healthier and richer and wiser. So this is a really good full moon for any legal matters, investing, starting or growing a business, and any sort of like public relations, getting yourself out there. However, the full moon also has some aspects with Venus and Pluto, which may cause some relationship tension and some financial stress. And this is even more complicated because Venus goes retrograde 6 hours after the full moon. So we know Venus is the planet of love, and it retrogrades roughly once every 18 months for about 40 days at a time. And it affects all things ruled by Venus, which would be relationships, affection, money, pleasure, art. So Venus is one of the closest planets to Earth. And because it retrogrades less often than other planets, its retrograde is more powerful than others. You know, some people even say it's more powerful than a Mercury retrograde. So astrologers say that Venus retrograde is not a good time to get married, to begin a new relationship, to buy any big ticket items, or even get a makeover. So I was thinking about I'm getting my haircut next week, and I was thinking about getting a completely new style. But you know what? I think I'll wait a couple months until this Venus retrograde is over, especially since I have a new hairstylist that I've never been to before in Bozeman. So I think that sounds like a good plan. So of course, one of the things to be most impacted by the love planets retrograde is love. But this retrograde isn't necessarily a bad thing for relationships. It only brings up any underlying issues that need to be addressed and healed. And while things may feel super hard in the moment, Venus does help us clear baggage so we can move forward in a better way. So yeah, in the moment, it might be a tough conversation, but 20 minutes later, or an hour later, or even the next day, it's going to feel like a relief, like we're able to move forward. So if a relationship has no potential, Venus is going to end it right now. And all we can do is trust that it wasn't right for us in the first place. So this transit is basically like an older sister or a best friend giving us that, you know, hard-hitting bump upside the head that we need to dump them. It's the advice that we need to hear. And, you know, it's brutal, but once again, in the end, it'll be worth it. So we might see a ton of breakups and makeups because Venus retrograde also brings back, you guessed it, your exes. So beware, if you have exes showing up, Venus retrograde. So although it's going to be intense, Venus retrograde, like I said, isn't that bad at all. It's a time of reflection and understanding what you want in relationships. So to get through this retrograde, just don't make any impulsive or definite decisions regarding love and other things ruled by Venus, like money. So instead, we're just going to take it easy, wait until the planet, you know, is going forward again in about 40 days, and then decide what is right for us. Same thing with a haircut. Don't get a new style for the next 40 days. So after Venus retrogrades, the great news is we always feel a sense of relief and rebirth, not only in our relationships, but also our sense of self-worth and creativity. We're just cleaning up our relationships right now with love and money. And we're learning from our past mistakes and we're moving forward in a new way. So to recap this week, we have that lovely full moon in Gemini. And because of a trine to Jupiter, it's full of optimism, good luck, prosperity, and happiness. I will take this little extra jolt of that stuff right now. It'll feel really good. And Venus does go retrograde this week also, which gives us the opportunity to reflect and examine our thoughts about love and money. So for the next 40 days, pay particular attention to what you say to yourself about these things. Are you saying, I will never find anyone? I'm horrible at relationships. I can never save money. I never have enough. Start changing those to, I'll meet someone at the exact right time for my highest good. I can save money. I always have enough. We're getting this time right now to change and practice these before we move forward in a big way in 2022. So a couple of Abundology things right now. I will be doing a podcast with the astrologer, my favorite, Deborah Norton, about what to expect in 2022 astrology. And this week, my spiritual reset sale starts. So this year, I'm teaming up with both Deborah and my friend Jamie, who is an Akashic Records reader, for a super special. You get an hour with all of us. So you get astrology, you get Akashic Records, and you get Abundology with me, all for only $300. So I'm really making an effort to keep prices low so that more people have access. And this is just really an excellent way to get in alignment for 2022 so you can be fully in your power. Anyway, this sale starts this week and gift certificates will be available for it too. So have a wonderful, lucky, prosperous, good energy full moon. And as always, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again next week.